Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm very excited. I have been painting all day, but that isn't anything compared to our guest tonight. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world of music, Mr. Eddie Mann, who's been on the road, traveling down south here all day today. Got into South Carolina and then heading over to Virginia Beach. Wow. Eddie, crazy.
Yeah.
Man. Crazy.
Yeah, you know,
well,
it takes a little time for your body to stop. I was just going to say, it takes a little time for your body to slow down when you've been in the car all day. So,
right.
I hear you.
I'm sitting here and, you know, we're getting ready to do the show. And I made myself a nice cup of coffee and I'm getting ready to enjoy it. And then I noticed on the we got these new coffee cups, I don't know, like a week ago, and they're very dark, like a dark brown and bluish black almost. And I noticed, I don't know what happened, but there's some Sharpie marker on one that I must have hit with the Sharpie and not paying attention. So I better clean that up, man, before the missus sees that. Otherwise, I'm in trouble, you know? Oh, my gosh. At least I didn't break it. At least I'm not mixing paints up in it, you know. She gets very annoyed, very annoyed. Crazy. Oh, I'm telling you, it's terrible. We got a new car, and she's like, "Don't ride in this car with your work clothes on, because you get paint on it like the old car." I'm like, "No, I won't." you know.
The roles are reversed at my house because my wife painter and I'd be the one, you know, when she came in the studio, making sure she didn't get anything on the instruments and stuff. So.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. Now, speaking of painting, you have a brand new album and this just dropped right. Day before yesterday.
Yes. On Tuesday. That's right.
Nice. Nice. And I was reading in the, in my show notes here that, the concept album that was inspired by the realist paintings of one of my favorite artists, Tommen Eakins out of Philadelphia. I think that was probably about the 1880s, if memory serves me right. Somewhere along
late 1800s, early 1900s. And my wife and I, we frequent the Philadelphia Museum of Art a lot. And Thomas Eakins, being a Philly artist, has a little wing for himself where a lot of his work is on display or on exhibit all the time. But for whatever reason, on one specific afternoon we went down there, the stuff just captured me in a different way than it ever had before. And I sat and looked at these things. I started seeing and hearing storylines and music flowing, and I got really excited about trying to see what would come out of it musically. It came about a couple of weeks before I was going to take some downtime. And you know, for me, downtime for me is always in Melbourne Beach, Florida. That's my getaway. That's where I hide out.
Right.
And I try not to work too much when I'm there, but I do catch up on the books I want to read, and I catch up on listening to the music that I normally want to really absorb during the rest of the year. But on this particular trip, I ended up writing almost continuously from these paintings, and
wow,
listening to a lot of music from that time period, knowing that, you know, I wasn't going to be writing two-beat Charleston type of music. But the melodies, just, you know, I've learned that when you listen to the music for a period of time, the melodies kind of become a part of who you are. And I was really hoping that they would kind of come to the forefront when it came time to writing it. So, you know, I wrote very brief, kind of light skeletons of the songs, and it kind of sat for almost a year, year and a half before I actually had time to get in the studio and work on them. I was really excited about the outcome. I love the album, I'm really, it's kind of cool for me at this point to be able to talk to people and show people things and even play for them a song that's written from the painting or from the artist, because a lot of people aren't familiar with Thomas Aikens or realism art or whatever, and it's a way for me to open up the doors to those that may not have been involved with it in the past or knew it existed. You know how that works.
Right. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Makes your parties much more interesting when people know what the hell you're talking about, you know? Thomas Aikens was he was a fantastic realist painter. I remember learning about him in art school, and one of the things that was interesting, if memory serves me correct, this was a long time ago, he did these fantastic portraits, and then he started getting, out of the studio, going... doing scenes, city life scenes,
right.
and whatnot. And if you ever get a chance, man, listeners, it'll blow you away. This cat probably, he's up there with Samuel Morris. He's one of the most important American artists, I feel. And just talent, bags and bags of talent.
You would obviously have a lot more background in art history than I would. I really am inspired by artwork, always have been. So it's a natural thing for me to want to be in an exhibit or to experience someone's work. Often I went through a little period a long time ago as a real young kid being writing some poetry to some Norman Rockwell stuff when I was just a child.
Oh wow!
I didn't.
Another fantastic painter.
Yeah, it was nothing more than that at the time. I never thought of doing anything more like that, and it's not in my nature to do conceptual type of albums. But this was just a very, very natural occurrence, and it's a natural way to write and a natural way to go record it. So it made the process different than anything I've done in the past, and also really, really enjoyable.
It's a fantastic album too. I've listened to the whole thing, start to finish, and it's out of sight, man. I love it, and it tells story. It weaves stories in my mind when I'm listening to it. I can put the painting almost back together, or at least the gist of where you're coming from. I don't know. That's how I'm listening to it. But it's really cool. It's really immersive. I dig that about it. Not all music is that way. This isn't background music.
I've had a couple interesting conversations with people already in the short time that it's been available in the past, 48 hours or so, 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And during the mixing of it, there was a young girl who heard a song called The Courtship, and that particular painting has basically a picture of a woman at a big spinning wheel, sewing. And the idea of a spinning wheel today is, that's an aged word from a different time period. And as she heard the song, she really liked the song itself, but that spinning wheel thing was it's a big chunk of every chorus. She couldn't embrace that. When she saw the picture, she got the painting, she got really, really excited about understanding what the spinning wheel was, because it's just a timepiece that was important for me when I was writing it, that I wanted to make it as realistic as possible, and that that would be the only terminology that would be true to what was what Thomas Aikens was painting, But those kind of conversations, I'm looking forward to those from a historical.
No, that's awesome. There's no better feeling, and we're both artists. You do music, I do canvas, but you know, there is, I don't know if you have this. I definitely have it. And, you know, I know esoterically that I can, you know, knock something out pretty well. But the thing is there's always that little bit of self, you know, man, I hope people are going to get what I'm, because I tell you, Eddie, when they don't, oh my gosh, when you're having a show and it just goes over everybody's head and it's like, oh, it's such a, you know, it puts me in bed
right.
for 3 days. No, not really. Well,
sometimes for me, I think more often for me, it's not a question of whether somebody, I won't use the word gets it or understands what I was going for, but were they moved emotionally at all?
Right.
You know, if I can move them emotionally at all, then that's a success story. That's a win-win. Even if they see, hear, or feel something completely different than I did, I still was able
right.
to move them emotionally by a piece of art. And that's a cool thing. That's a wonderful reward as an artist to be able to do
Absolutely.
That. And that's really that's what I'm looking for all the time. And sometimes people will see or hear or come back at me with something that I had no idea. You know, explain to me why you felt that way or what did you hear?
Right.
Because I want to know myself. And I think that's the cool thing about art in general. It's the biggest drawback. For me personally, of music videos, because if you hear music the first time, if you hear a song the first time without, just to hear the music first, just perceive that music, your mind, there's a section of your mind that just starts, pictures just form as the music's being played, and you're
right.
visualizing what's happening in the song. But once you see the video, your mind never does that again.
Oh, and especially, even if it's not, necessarily indicative of what's even if it doesn't match up, you know, I've seen videos that I finished watching. I'm like, what the hell did I just watch? You know, that's crazy.
I don't mean to put the art form down. I love the art form. I appreciate it. But from someone who grew up, I'm old enough to have grown up and heard music before music videos. And I just know that, I know how my mind worked. I know how I created these visions in my mind of what was happening. Same as if I'm reading a book as opposed to watching the movie.
Absolutely.
The same process is at work. It doesn't make one good or one bad. But for me, as someone that's always trying to inspire people to be creative, and if I can massage whatever that thing is in your brain that makes you more creative, then that's a win-win. That's also a win-win.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. TheC-Ring.com. It's definitely, you inspire me, and especially with this new album, Simple Things. It's, you know, being based on Thomas Aikens, because I tell you, the next time I wake up, Eddie, and I don't want to get to work, I'm going to be like, well, you know, there might be a cat 100 years from now who needs some inspiration, so I better get up and knock this out. I can't let him down, you know?
See, that's a win for me. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's right. Hey, let's play a track. Let's play a track. We've got 12 to choose from, and they're all fantastic. They're all fantastic. What should we hit people with first, do you think?
The Dancing Lesson. That's the first single.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm scrolling through as I'm talking. This is a terrible – here it is. Track number 12.
Track 12. Yep.
That's right. The Dancing Lesson. I like it. Here it is. We'll play it, then we'll talk about it. Everybody, this is Eddie Mann. The Dancing Lesson. And there it was, folks. That was The Dancing Lesson by Mr. Eddie Mann. I like that track a lot, Eddie. Good, good stuff. The Dancing Lesson. Oop, did I lose you?
Nope, I'm here. I'm here. Just for a second.
Good. No problem. No, it's all good. I'll tell you, it's weird. Our host server, we go through BTR, and they've been acting a little wonky. Yesterday, I did a show yesterday, and I must have talked for, I don't know, like 6 minutes, and I'm like, man, I'm not getting any response from the guests. I must be falling flat here or something. And unbeknownst to me, I had been disconnected, so I'm just sitting here talking to the wall, and he was waiting patiently, you know. It was like, oh, man. But we fixed it all, but I got back on, and, you know. Oh, so I'm hypersensitive to that today. I don't know. Crazy.
No, just,
yeah, that's a great track. That's a great track,
yeah,
the dancing lesson.
I saw the painting as a timeless piece. You know, it's a song. It's a timeless theme of people who are being held down, or people whose voices aren't being heard, or aren't being able to express themselves. And I always look at all these things. For me, naturally, it's always creatively. You know, can I be the creative person that I want to be? Can I, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Can I find a way to express who I am individually? Because we're all completely, as much as we've got so much in common, we're all that much different also. And all the diversity we have in this world is what makes it interesting.
But, absolutely. You know, I was going to say, that's not always a bad.
No, we kind of got it wrong anymore. At least it feels that way. It feels like everybody wants to tell you how you should look, you know, the kind of clothes you should wear, the kind of words you should use, and
right.
what kind of music and books and art that you should, you know, that you should digest, as opposed to just, you know, embracing the idea that each one of us is different, and somebody's going to listen to the dancing lesson and just be totally motivated by it. And someone else is going to listen to it and go, it's okay. I don't really get it. You know, it's all right, but it doesn't work for me, you know, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That doesn't hurt
right.
my feelings, you know. But the reality of the reality, I mean, the painting itself, excuse me, the painting itself is an African-American kind of image for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, from a time, probably, I don't know whether this was a slave lifestyle or not. But it was just representative for me of pick any culture through history. There's always been people, as there is today, people who are just, you know, for whatever reason, being held down and not being able to
right.
express themselves.
Having a hard time.
So,
absolutely.
I just was inspired by that idea. That's what that was the strongest image I got when I sat and saw that particular painting, which was one of the first couple ones that grabbed my attention.
Oh, absolutely. I was at a dinner, I think it was Easter dinner, actually, and talking to a family friend, and they were commenting on, you know, making some statement about, you know, how rough everybody, you know, so many people have it today and whatnot, and, you know, downtrodden. And I'm like, I mean, there's a lot of zany stuff happening, but have you ever read Charles Dickens? You know, there's been way... Wait, I said, I watched the Ten Commandments on TV last night. Those cats
yep.
building the pyramids weren't living large,
uh-huh.
you know. I mean,
no, it's human nature. I don't know that we're ever going to find a world that's perfect in that capacity. But that
right.
doesn't mean that we don't need to. It doesn't mean that we don't need to be out front trying to at least release people or correct the situation, you know. But it's kind of it's really short-sighted to think that it's only something that's happening in 2018 or in the 21st century.
Right. And I think it's the age of social media and all that, and it's such an echo chamber, and people, and that's a term I just am so, that's overused, that I really dislike. Here I am using it myself, but it you know, people, they grasp onto things, and it's knee-jerk reaction to stuff. It's just crazy. You know, relax, take a listen to the simple thing. Embrace the simple thing. How about that? Life's a lot less hectic, you know? One of the things I really like about your music, Eddie, is you know, even though the album's called The Simple Things, there's some pretty great orchestration in this. You know, you layer a lot, and you get a bigger sound. I dig that. You know, I dig that. Is that done perfectly?
There's some irony in that whole idea, because this is the first album in quite a few years that I didn't record it thinking of it as a live of performing any of this stuff live. A lot of times my approach is I've played a lot of material live and then gone into the studio, and the arrangements were kind of tight, and this was completely different. None of these songs had ever been performed live before I recorded them. And so they grew in a different manner. They matured in a different manner. The colors within the songs changed a lot as I was doing it. And I just allowed really openly allowed for this freedom. But I kept going back to this idea that I wanted simple melodies that could be remembered, that people could sing. And so I wanted to keep that part of it simple. But as I was going along, I found out that it's good ear, that the arrangements were being embellished much more than I have in the past.
It's fantastic.
So in preparing now to go out and play some of these this weekend I'll be in Virginia Beach both on Friday and Saturday night in that area, just doing two solo dates. But there's a couple pieces here that I'm working into the set this weekend. So it hasn't been a challenge to put it together in a live sense, because that's kind of not how I work. I don't worry about, you know, covering all the bases. I want it to be a different experience live than it would be listening to it, in your home anyhow. Nonetheless, in putting it together, there was a lot to choose from out of the arrangement. What was important in the arrangement in a live setting with the full band? What's important in the arrangement if it's just me and guitar? You know, what are the what are the parts that I really want to cover and relay to someone else in a live setting? So, I'm excited about it.
That's cool. And you mentioned this weekend, ladies and gentlemen, we have a link up to Eddie's website, which is, pretty easy to find, eddieman.com. That's with two D's and two N's, eddieman.com. And when you get there, just click on events, and there's a whole – now, you know, Eddie doesn't slouch here, man.
Like to stay busy.
You're going to be playing at the Well Coffee House this weekend. That's in Portsmouth, Virginia, the River Room in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And then you got a couple days off, so, you know, doing your thing. No, man, you got to get on the road and get down to Athens, GA. Oh, no, that's a show you're going to be on. I'm sorry. That's a radio show.
I stay busy. You know, I enjoy my work. I'm blessed to be able to do it. I go as hard as I can for a period of time, and then kind of pull back, re-energize, and I'm constantly writing, so I'm constantly in and out of the studio. I've learned to keep a pretty good balance, I guess is the best way to put it.
That's awesome. And you have to, you know, I mean, that's so important. Because I tell you, until you learn that lesson, man, you try to do so much, and then you just, at least that's what happens to me. if I go too hard, I just had this happen a couple weeks, last week, actually. And I started getting these, I got real scared. I was getting these real dizzy attacks, and I was like falling over and stuff. And I talked to my doctor, and he's like, Jamie, how much are you sleeping? I'm like, I don't know, 2-3 hours a night. He's like, well, you knucklehead, that's get some sleep. You're exhausted.
That'll catch up to me.
Oh, yeah, and it was. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC.
With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at MBMMusicLLC.com. That's MBMMusicLLC.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's R-O-X-X, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
But I'm just on the other side. I've just had 2 months where, I specifically did not book anything. I kind of laid low. The recording was done. I knew when the album was going to be released. I didn't do a lot. I didn't do any really live promotion of this particular album. I don't have a release party this week like I normally would. I'm just handling this whole thing a little bit differently. Right now I'm going to be booked heavily from this weekend through the first weekend of June. And then I'll have some time off, and then I'll hit it real heavy again come August.
Nice.
Fall,
well, I think that's a nice balance. That's a nice balance. Hey, let's play another track, Eddie. What should we go with next, do you think?
How about we play... how about play the chord shift?
Excellent.
Check. Let's do the chord shift.
Excellent. Track 9, everybody. This is Eddie Mann, the chord shift off the new album, Simple Things. Here it is.
That brings us united. Lee, my love is bound, yours forever. Heaven's at my
album, Simple Things. It's fantastic. Now, Simple Things is out, right, Eddie? This dropped a couple days ago, the 3rd. And
yep.
I know it's on Spotify, ladies and gentlemen, also, which is fantastic. But people can buy this, right, wherever they buy digital music or through your site, eddieman.com, right?
Right now on my site, it's set for people to pay whatever price they want for it. I don't know how long that's going to be. But right now, if you don't appreciate the arts, but you really want it, you can get it for nothing. if you
do
like the artist and you can only afford a nickel, that's good too. You know, I'm all about people being able to have, you know, I'm blessed to be able to do what I do. And for whatever reason, I'm allowed to do it. So, it's available anywhere and everywhere. I've laughed because within hours, it's available on places that I don't even know existed. So, I'm not sure how that works anymore. You know, it's
a new paradigm.
It's always changing, and you've never quite arrived. As soon as you think you've caught up, you're behind again. So, so I just accept it for what it is. You know, it's not my father's. My father's music business, you know, it's a different business today. So, you got to find a way to adapt. You know, you got to be chameleon-like and figure out that things are never going to be the same as they were. They're always changing and moving. And even if you don't think they're moving forward, they're changing. So how are you going to change to be a part of that? You know, that's the choice you have. Otherwise you can stop playing or stop creating your artwork. But, I'm just adapting all the time to it. And, the courtship, I was told is the second single. I don't know that I'm fully on board with that yet, except that the response to the song again has been really popular. And I don't, for the past couple albums, I've had airplay on, quite a few crossover country stations, and I'm not a country artist, even though I've been called that. But this was a piece that really was as close to down home, almost old country to me.
Right.
More in a traditional sense. And I think that this is one that, as we were talking earlier, where I was looking for melodies that were going to be born out of a time period. Not only do I think the melody was, but I think more here than certainly in some of the other cases, the arrangement itself lends itself to that time period a little bit more. I guess I have been a little bit surprised by the uptick on it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's fantastic. Maybe that guitar, in the beginning there, but I don't know. I know the painting you're talking about too. I remember it, and it fits. It fits. I was seeing that as I was listening to it. I was seeing that in my mind's eye there. I don't think this one is maybe as challenging
in lyrical concept as some of the other ones are. This one's a little bit more lyric. I'll say lyrically, it's a little bit more true to exactly what people are visualizing, a little easier for them to grasp onto. And maybe that's why there's been an uptick on that one faster. I don't know.
You'll take it, right?
Yeah. Once again, if people are being moved to a comment or share with me about it, that's always a good thing. That's what we're looking for. For years I've told people, if there's anything that I play that you just really hate, please contact me and let me know what it is. Let me know what nerve I'm
so I can make
on.
More. it's so true. I remember it reminds me. Years ago, going on 20 years now, maybe not that long, probably about 15. I had started to, finally make a little bit of money. Things started happening with my career, and that was great. I thought that was just awesome. But one of the downsides of that, again, the age of social media, I started getting a lot of hate mail. People would email me all kinds of terrible stuff, And I was getting a little long in the face about it. And I remember having this conversation with my father, and he said, "Well, what's bugging you, kid?" And I told him, And he says, "Man, what an opportunity." He goes, "People are that upset about, some guy painting something,
That's right.
Yeah, I would have thought." But I said, "I know how the president feels. Every day he gets up and looks at the newspaper saying what a jerk he is." I said, "It's terrible." And he goes, "Well, it seems like a good opportunity to me." And I thought about that. And so then I started, I added a page on my website that said hate mail, and I posted the stuff with a message board format so people could make comments on what they thought about it. And I tell you, it worked for about 2 months, and then I stopped getting hate mail because I wasn't reacting to it. I got, they weren't getting a rise out of me.
Right.
Or something, But it was great, and then it was weird. People were accusing me of. They're like, "Oh, you just made that." I'm like, "No, I'm busy, man. I don't have time to see that." That's self-deprecating, I mean, come on, crazy. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages. Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you, so check out L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Spelled L'ApothecaryUnique.com. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Ruxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey, I'm looking at the time, Eddie. We got let's do another one real quick so we can because I don't want to leave any out.
Okay.
What should we play next? Do you think?
You play Cowboy in the Badlands.
I was just thinking that. You read my mind because it's such a good track. Here it is, everybody. We're gonna play it and we'll talk about it. This is Cowboys in the Badlands, Mr. Eddie Mann. Fantastic track.
Thank you.
fantastic. Cowboys in the Badlands. Eddie, man, I like that track a lot, Eddie. I like that track a lot.
It's one of the first ones I recorded, and it kind of opened the doors for me to be able to take the songs in any direction I felt like they wanted to go. as opposed to the courtship, which kind of stayed true to the time. You know, I had the bare bones melody, and from there it just kind of kept changing and changing and changing until it settled into the way it sounds now. But I'm comfortable with it.
I like it. I like them all, but I especially dig Cowboys in the Badlands. It's one of those tracks that just, I was sitting there listening to it the other day, and I was working on a painting. And not my normal stuff. This was actually kind of a Badlands-looking painting, with a cliff and all this kind of stuff on it.
Uh-huh.
And I was sitting there listening to your track, that Cowboys in the Badlands, and I'm tapping my toe, and I'm just, my head's going up, I was into it. I was in the zone, and that was a great accompaniment into that zone. Yeah, that was cool.
You have to show me the painting when you're done.
Oh, sure, yeah, I'll send you a picture. It's a commission painting I was working on, which I had never even heard of this album. I guess it was a symphonic Yes album from the 70s or something, if you're a Yes fan, it's great. But yeah, it's one of those paintings, with a cliff and clouds and a sunset and waterfalls and trees, like, oh my, I had to do it.
There you go.
But very good. I wanted to say, once again, your website, eddieman.com. And on the website, ladies and gentlemen, when you get there, are links to all of Eddie's social media accounts. And I cannot stress enough how important it is, if you dig an artist, to, like, follow, subscribe, all that kind of stuff on social media. I know it seems, why should I do that? Because I tell you, when Eddie's people are calling venues to book him, one of the things venues ask are, how many Facebook likes, how many Instagram follows, that kind of stuff. It's important to the business. So, it helps out artists tremendously. It's just the way it is now.
It's part of the landscape today.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, the cool thing, too, about following an artist, and especially like you, Eddie, is you're real good to make really cool posts and stuff, and you get a little bit behind-the-scenes type stuff. I dig it, and ladies and gentlemen, I think you will as well. Again, eddieman.com, and you can get to all of Eddie's stuff there. And while you're over there, why not pick up the Simple Things? It's right there in the store. Very, very cool stuff. And I like these pictures of you, Eddie, the new press pictures for this album there at the museum.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm surprised you didn't get in trouble for laying down there, but
it's a nice thing. Well, obviously that particular wing was not the most popular that day. right. Actually, I'll tell you, the truth of the matter is that I love to go down to when we go down, we normally go late afternoon into rush hour because there's very few people there.
Right.
And we're fortunate enough that our lifestyle allows us to do that. And
absolutely.
So we have there's not a lot of other people around to hinder you if you want to be quiet and meditative.
Oh, I'm telling you,
And just absorb,
It's fantastic when you get to a point in life where you'd make this discovery that a Tuesday matinee at the movie theater is fantastic. Sit where you want.
At some point, it becomes preferred to a Friday or Saturday night.
Absolutely.
I don't know what that is or what causes that. I don't know what it reveals. I just know that I'm there.
Right. Oh man, I'm on your website right now, and Rick Jam of the Jamosphere says, "At times, man, this is a great quote. At times, man is a modern day Arlo Guthrie." What a compliment, huh? I like
that.
Yeah,
there's been some humbling press with this stuff. I just anybody who's listening that is a creative, I mean, the worst thing you can do is not allow people to hear or to see or to read what it is that's perking up inside of you, because, you know, it's just people have responded in ways I never thought they would at this point. And, you know, it's just it's enormously inspiring to be able to reach anybody or to touch anybody or to inspire anyone. So it's really, you know, it's really the food that drives you, that feeds you, that excites you, that gives you the energy to go on and continue to create each day.
Nice. Well, on that note, Eddie, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to, you know, be on the show and class it up here. It's an honor to always, whenever you come on, and I can't wait until the next time.
I appreciate the time with you. I love the time with you, man. It's always fun.
Well, thanks, sir. Thank you. Have a great night. Safe travels, and break a leg this weekend on both gigs. Fantastic.
Well, look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks again.
Awesome. And folks, that'll do it for us tonight. Of course, this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including up for free on iTunes, or as they keep emailing and telling me to say, Apple Podcasts is what they're trying to rebrand as. But it's still iTunes. Whatever. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. It keeps us up at the top of the page, and that's just wonderful. Our advertisers, you know, kind of dig it, and they stay advertisers, so that's a good thing. Anyhow, we are out of here. Tonight is a Thursday night, and what that means is we will be back Monday. We've got a fantastic band Monday on, kind of a rock band, very, very cool band called Poetry Thieves. I really dig these guys. They blew them away at Rocklahoma. And they're going to be on. We've got a lot of big shows next week, too. A lot of big shows. We've got the one gal from that NBC show, This Is Us, is going to be on. Marcus, Isabel Marcus. And it's just a lot. NBC, ladies and gentlemen, how about that? Man, we're just moving right along. But anyway, so have a great weekend, everybody. I'm going to, I know. And I look forward to seeing you Monday. Once again, eddieman.com. Get over there. This album, at the very least, I'm telling you, you can check it out on Spotify. This album is fantastic, start to finish. You'll want to sit down and just read everything you can. And I will put a link up if you want more information on Thomas Akins. I will have a link on my blog and on Facebook. Give you a little more information about that fantastic artist. Really cool. Cool enough for Eddie Mann to, you know, be inspired to write an whole album about. How about that? You know, or influenced by. Very, very cool. Okay, folks, we are out of here. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you soon.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited. For broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.